My name is Victor Kubik. Welcome to another edition of Inside United. Now, this week we have two ABC students. I'll introduce them first. First of all, we have Cameron Stetter. Hello, Cameron.
Hi.
And we also have Kyle Bacher.
Hello.
Cameron, where are you from?
I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
Okay. And when did you decide to come here?
I decided to come here in the fall of 2019. I was doing my freshman year of college, and one of my friends who is also in the church, she was in her sophomore year and we were going to the same college. She had talked to me about possibly coming to ABC this year. And at first I was like, no, I can't do that. I just started college. That doesn't make sense. And after thinking about it a bit more, I realized I wasn't where I wanted to be with my degree and what I was studying. And I had done 12 years of school and just constantly like moving forward and doing a lot of stuff. I hadn't really taken time to like step back and think about, okay, what do I really want to do? And do I have a good foundation to do it? Mm-hmm. I had started looking at degrees that were a bit more science-based. So I knew that if I were going to go with that route, I definitely needed a better foundation spiritually. Like I said, I grew up in the church, but I've never been great with Bible study or really, like I've gone to camp and, you know, I listened to sermons and everything, but I'd never really, really put in that extra time and really dove deep. And I knew that I'd always wanted to go to ABC. I grew up hearing about ABC. So I finally ended up putting in my application. And afterward, my friend told me, she's like, yeah, I decided I'm not going to go this year.
So she didn't go and you did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I'm glad I've taken this break to dive deeper into the Bible and just begin to understand our church a bit better.
Kyle Bacher, where are you from?
Grand Junction, Colorado, the western side of the Rocky Mountains.
What motivated you to come to ABC? You didn't grow up in the United Church of God, and you have not known many people here, but how did you come into contact with us, and what motivated you to look at the curriculum and say, hey, there's where I want to go for a whole year?
Yeah, so I attend with a small local unaffiliated group there in Grand Junction, and that's what I grew up in. We didn't really have very many youth there. My sisters and I were the only kids in our congregation growing up. And so a desire to meet more young people drove us to attend the United Youth Camps. And the way we found about the camps is one of my cousins attended Pinecrest one summer. Mm-hmm. And he worked on the rock climbing staff, and when he got back, he told us how much fun he'd had and all of the cool experiences he'd had. So we all decided to go to the Pinecrest the next year, did some research on it, and in the midst of our research, we discovered there was a winter camp. So we actually attended winter camp in 2016, and that's actually how I got exposed to ABC. I didn't even know ABC existed before going to camp.
Did you go to any schooling after high school, or is this the first place you've come to since high school?
Yeah, this is the first place I've come to for their education.
Cameron, now that you've taken some classes here, how has that, you know, you said you wanted to study the Bible more. What have you learned that you said that's been an aha moment for you that, oh, wow, I didn't realize that, and that has caused some life, perhaps even thought-changing processes in you?
So I've really enjoyed all the classes. One thing I didn't really learn about a lot growing up was prophecy, so going through World News and Prophecy. Last semester we went through Daniel. I really enjoyed that. I'd gone through Daniel, but not understanding prophecy and stuff, that it was kind of just like reading Greek. It didn't really make sense. And one of the funny things with Daniel, I guess I grew up with like VeggieTales and stuff. So the story of Daniel, it never occurred to me how old Daniel was when he was thrown into the lion's den. He was 80 years old. So I always imagined growing up like a younger 20s, 30s man, mm-hmm, being tossed into a lion's den, but he was 80 years old. And just more about who he was as a person. So like we said, I grew up in the church, so I heard a lot about this growing up, and now it's just like more clear to me. Mm-hmm. Right now we're going through Leviticus and Pentateuch. We're about to finish it up, but I've really enjoyed Pentateuch. That's one of my favorite classes. Mm-hmm. I love history, so I love Dr. Dunkel's classes because he was a history teacher. So just kind of how he lays out his classes and giving a lot of like background in history, I've really enjoyed. That was another thing with World News and Prophecy. Mr. McNeely goes through a lot of like history and what's going on around the world, or not necessarily around the world, but like what other little things are going on that affect or led up to that moment. That really helped me understand better because I love history. So, mm-hmm.
Now, Kyle, what have been some of your favorite classes, and what has made an impression on you?
Well, like Cameron, I've really enjoyed the World News and Prophecy class. It's been really interesting to see prophecy tied to current world events, and also Epistles of Paul, just because Paul's a really one of the more challenging authors in the Bible to understand. Mm-hmm. I also enjoyed going through the book of James. James has always been one of my favorite books of the Bible.
Well, I agree. I really enjoyed Epistles of Paul. That's mm-hmm. that's another one of my favorite classes, just going in through the letters and just understanding Paul a little bit more. Beginning of World News and Prophecy for me was a little rough. I enjoyed the class, but there was so much that just kind of was being thrown at us. I'd get really lost sometimes, and for me, I feel like there's so much coming at me. Sometimes my brain just shuts down. It's like I'm listening, I'm paying attention, but it's not filtering. So one of the things that's really nice being in a class setting like this, where we're all in the same class, whenever we get together to study for our tests and things, I'm really bad at asking questions in class, but outside of class, I tend to have a little bit more clarity where I'm like, okay, I don't understand this, this, and this. And so I'll ask my classmates, because most of them do grasp it, and they'll explain it to me, and then it clicks a lot better. And then I get in class and I'm like, okay, I understand this. The rest of Daniel went pretty well, and I did really enjoy that class.
I also really enjoy the Pop World News and Prophecy quizzes. They're a little nerve-wracking, but at the same time, they're really fun to just test your knowledge and see what you know and remember.
And I'm actually very impressed. I'm actually very, very impressed with how much understanding there has been of putting together what people have known from the past, how they're putting together the words that are being spoken, and more than anything, about how those words apply to them in their personal lives. Because we hope that our presentations are more than just a dry history, you know, exposition of the scriptures, but that they really are something which you are to apply in your life. If there's a warning message, you know, in those words, that you apply that warning message to yourself, you know, about your life and the way you live and your values, that type of thing. So, Cameron, tell me about some of what your relationships that you've developed here and how you have found the students and all of us as faculty as well, because the faculty also feels a very warm bond towards the students. You know, we like to kid with them and, you know, joke with them and also be serious with them.
During the beginning of ABC, like being here, it was a little nerve-wracking for me because sometimes I'm not great socially, so I was really worried about you know, making friends. And I knew, like, everyone I've talked to that have come to ABC in the past, they always talk about how in the end their class is pretty much a family, and I definitely feel like that's what we've become. We are a family unit pretty much. And at the beginning of ABC, when we were all starting to get to know each other, one of the things we do, we'd go over to the Veterans Memorial Park, and sometimes we'd go play volleyball over there. And a few nights, we super late at night, probably shouldn't have been up that late, we'd go and play tag, or one time we went and laid out on the basketball court there and just like looked at the stars, and we all like talked and just all get to know each other, and we spend a lot of time together. That's been one of the really nice things for me, because growing up, I was homeschooled, and I liked being homeschooled. There were definitely some things that I kind of missed, I don't have that many friends outside the church. I was lucky that most of my friends are inside the church, that they believe the same things I do. And so most of them are from out of state, and I'd only seen them like once a year at camp, or maybe twice a year if they also went to the same feast site as me. So, you know, I have a few friends that in my local congregation that I get to see once a week usually. But most of my other friends, you know, we'd only get to talk to each other over text or social media, which, you know, it's a blessing to have that, to be able to stay connected. But it's been incredibly nice for me to be in an environment where I'm constantly surrounded by, you know, other people that believe the same thing I do, and just be able to have a little bit more of that social experience.
How about you, Kyle?
Most of the friendships I've developed more strongly are with the cook, Micah, and Luke Fogelson, just because they live in the same house I do, and it's been really interesting getting to know them. And like you said, a lot of the instructors have great senses of humor and like to joke around a lot.
So, Cameron, what are you going to do after you leave here? The year will be over before we know it. Yeah. And it's a very sad day. It's a very, very sad day when, you know, happy day to complete the course, but also everybody goes on their separate ways. So you'll go on to continue your education. And what field are you interested in?
So I'm looking at degrees in recreational tourism and outdoor leadership. I'd really like to go into working in like national parks or working with recreational companies. I like being outside, and I've always enjoyed camping. And when I was younger, I was part of a hiking club. So that's something that I have very fond memories of. And the summer of 2019, so that was the year I graduated high school, I ended up going to Camp Northwest as a camper, and I had never been to Oregon before, but I absolutely loved it out there.
Was that Camp Magruder?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous out there, and I absolutely fell in love with it. And that was a little bit part of my senior trip, and I got to go out to Montana to go backpacking and hiking and camping. And I just, while being out there, because I had already started kind of thinking about the degree I was going into, and it took the next 6 months to kind of figure out where I wanted to go, but that trip definitely helped me figure out what I wanted to do. So it's not like a firm decision where I'm going to college, but I'm looking at going to college out in Oregon. They have a really good degree program within forestry for recreational business management, and that degree and its course could take me into working in national parks or state parks.
Well, with your speaking, I think that you'll do good. I've gone to national parks and heard evening programs. They were so fascinating. I thought, they sure really know their stuff. Like I could kind of see you doing that. Kyle, what are you going to do after you're done here at ABC?
Probably go back to Grand Junction and go back to work with the goal of going to technical school in the fall.
What kind of technical?
For massage therapy.
Oh.
I'll be able to use that degree to go into nerve therapy after I graduate from that.
That's great. So you plan to stay in Grand Junction?
I do, yes. In the mountains and sunshine.
I remember driving through there. Then there's also that canyon where the freeway is one level on top of another. It's just some of the most fascinating drives in the whole country there, in that part of the world.
Yeah, it's really pretty scenery.
Well, it's been really great talking to both of you here, and we wish you the very best. We've really enjoyed having you here on Inside United.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you guys don't mind, I know you just finished a long day of classes, but I have a couple questions, if that's
sure.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys started work on the charity auction?
Yeah.
I'm just curious if COVID has affected your planning on that or not.
We're going to be doing it online this year. It won't actually be an auction. Mm-hmm. It'll be a charity fund show.
Okay.
So we're putting together, like, usually during the charity auction, they have a kind of fun show portion where they do skits or songs or stuff. So we're putting that together now. Mm. We're actually finalizing this week our songs and our outlines for the skits. Mm. And then the fun show itself, we're streaming some
way.
Yeah,
it'll be live streamed, and we'll have a donate button.
Yeah.
Okay. Where is it being live streamed?
I think they said that they're going to use the platform that they use for streaming the ABC graduation.
Cool. Yeah, that's right.
And this year, the auction, or I would say that the target is for some church buildings in the country, Ghana, church building in Ghana that is being built. Mm-hmm. Paul Moody is the senior pastor, and they're very, very happy to have a building that they started and couldn't finish be finished as a result of this auction, which I'm sure it'll be more than funded, and also some other things that need to be done. But we have helped out in different parts of Africa, but we've never really done a charity event for West Africa, particularly for Ghana. So this is a very, very special event.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to make people happy and raise a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, last year was for Angola, and it was a very big success, even in the COVID time. Actually, it made the event a national event rather than just a local event. So it really did. Chaz, any more questions?
No, I'm just excited about that. Charity auction is usually fun every year. I also like video, so I'm excited to see what they do with video and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah.
We are too.
Are the skits just going to be recorded and then compiled together, or are you performing it? You're performing it live?
We're doing it live. So we've got like a whole, our theme is going to be like ambassador Bible channels. Mm. So we have our two hosts. It's Luke Barker and Faith Rains, and they're going to act as like, you know, they're hosting the program, but they're going to set it up as if they're watching TV and they're flipping through channels. So we'll have like an ambassador, America's Got Talent type portion, and that'll be like songs, I think possibly skits. And then they'll flip the channel and it'll be like History Channel, and then flip it again. We've got the Weather Channel. Mm-hmm. They've got a few different ones. I've unfortunately been working on most Thursdays, so it wasn't until last week that I got to like sit in on one of the meetings to hear what all, like how they were planning it out. Otherwise, throughout the week, it's really busy. You don't get to hear much unless you're in like the council meeting. Mm-hmm. But by my understanding, that's how they're going to do it. We're going to do it all live. We're going to hopefully have a couple different cameras so that we can like do different cuts, so like, you know, we can pan away and while they get everything set up on the stage and it'll be focused over here, and we're gonna do our best to do everything live.
So thank you for joining us Inside United. Glad you have come here to listen. Please be sure to tell your friends about Inside United. We produce a podcast every week. You can find us easily on the ucg.org website. Go to the main menu bar and click on podcast. Click or tap on podcast. Tell your friends about this podcast. You can write to us at podcast@ucg.org, podcast@ucg.org, and we would love to hear from you. You can also find us on Spotify. Go to the podcasts and type in, search for Inside United, or use your favorite Apple or Android podcast app to have this podcast come to you regularly. Thank you very much for joining us. Come back soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.